Chapter 41.
There, Braid said, pointing to the hologram. There. Push everything we have right there. They're starting to flounder. Half their fighters are running away. They're abandoning their flagship, and the rest are a scattered mess, breaking formation. We can capture the Defiant.
Yes, sir, the general said, nodding to the others. We'll send in the gunships. Everything, Braid said.
We send in everything. We have to crush them. Not just their bodies, General, but their spirits. And the spirits of any who would ever presume to raise arms against us. We are not just fighting for victory today. This has to be a symbol.
I saw her reasoning, yet it seemed brash, even flagrant, to me. And I was the girl who consistently took off running in gym class before the coach finished their instructions. Something felt off about this battlefield, though I couldn't pick out why. Were our forces giving up too easily? I didn't have time to ponder it as Braid turned toward me. I stiffened, hands held carefully behind my back, feigning that I was still locked in place.
It's time, Braid said.
Sir?
A Dione aide asked.
Time for what?
For me to be certain we have backup.
Braid answered. Even with the drugs in my system, I could feel a faint, cytonic vibration from her. She was contacting the Delvers. I strained against my chemical constraints, wishing I could hear what she was saying. And in this, I understood why Braid felt she could be so reckless with her forces. She had another weapon at the ready to support them, and she was calling it in now. At long last, after centuries of struggle and failed attempts, someone was finally going to successfully weaponize the Delvers. All it had taken was access to me as a threat. I prepared to rush her. Perhaps, even though she was staring at me, she'd be distracted by her cytonic communications, and well, if I got shot, that would still accomplish something important. Braid would lose her bargaining chip with the Delvers. It twisted me in knots to realize that the best I might be able to accomplish right now was getting myself killed. I steeled myself for the attack anyway, and just before I leaped up and charged her, a voice pushed into my head.
Hey!
Embot said.